Wisconsin had sided with Massachusetts and other states in arguing the EPA had the authority under the Clean Air Act to target carbon dioxide from cars. CO2 emissions are a major contributor to global warming. The Supreme Court said the EPA's reasons for only promoting voluntary action were inadequate. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says the ruling should push the Wisconsin DNR to do more, too.
It's a watershed moment for them to recognize that they have broad authority. Global warming is the most serious challenge of our generation, and it's time for the DNR to put together a plan, working with Governor Doyle and the legislature, to begin to really curb Wisconsin's contribution to global warming.
Nillis also says Wisconsin should adopt tougher emissions limits for vehicles to catch up with more than a dozen states. But Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the Supreme Court case was about the EPA's authority, not that of state agencies.
You're talking about motor vehicles, for example. They are purchased, sold, and they travel across state lines. It's really, I think, would be extremely difficult to try and institute a state-only tailpipe standard.
Manley says it's hard to say what a new federal policy on CO2 would mean. He says Wisconsin business groups are not just looking to keep the issue under the control of the current White House. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.